We know that many congregations are putting together their budgets for the next fiscal year. Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. to your congregation's mission or advertising budget for 2009. Simply go to the sponsors page of our website, issuesetc.org, and find out more about the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues Etc. You'll even find a one-page flyer that you can hand out. Thanks for your support.
President Obama's appointment to head the Justice Department's Office of Legal Counsel. Don Johnson, a former attorney for one of the radical abortion groups, is a step back for a president who has claimed he would like to find common ground on the abortion issue. Her appointment is a slap in the face to all fair-minded, not just pro-life Americans. The president should withdraw her nomination, or else the Senate should reject it.
That's Congressman Joe Pitts of Pennsylvania making the case against President Barack Obama's nominee for the White House Office of Legal Counsel. Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We'll begin with a short discussion with Marjorie Dannenfelser about that nomination and about the controversy surrounding it. And then we'll be talking with Dr. James Nestegen, Professor Emeritus of Church History at Luther Seminary. The Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, the largest Lutheran church body in the United States, recently issued a new report on human sexuality. They had a special task force. It's been, I think it's fair to say, decades in the making. It really isn't so much about human sexuality as it is about homosexuality. It is expected to be the subject of a vote, I think, in August with that church body's convention. And most people expect that they will adopt a new view of homosexuality, one more permissive, one more tolerant, and one which would permit things like same-sex marriage and the ordination of openly gay clergy in the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. We'll see what Dr. James Nestegen thinks about that coming up here in about 10 minutes. Then we'll get an update, a brief update on the flooding in North Dakota with Pastor Carlos Hernandez from LCMS World Relief and Human Care. We're coming to you live this Monday afternoon. It's March the 30th. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, or you can email questions or comments to us right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. Marjorie Dannenfelser is president of the Susan B. Anthony List. Marjorie, welcome back.
It's a pleasure to be with you, Todd.
Well, apparently Don Johnson, the nominee for the White House Office of Legal Counsel, has said and written a number of things about abortion and the unborn. Of all the things that she said and written, what is the worst?
What a great question. It is so hard to pick what to dislike the most. It's tempting to comment on her comparing pregnancy to slavery, but I'm going to have to go with this one. Okay. The woman is constantly aware for 9 months that her body is not wholly her own. The state has conscripted her body for its own ends. Thus, abortion restrictions reduce pregnant women to no more than fetal containers. Fetal containers. I mean, I've got 5 children, and I never felt like a fetal container. I always felt that all of my children were a blessing from God, even the ones that we didn't plan. there are numerous, just honestly, bizarre perspectives that she has articulated in different Supreme Court amica briefs, et cetera. And women and men of this country need to just ask themselves, do I agree with this? Because if you don't agree with it, you have to let your voice be known. And joining with the tens of thousands of people who are letting the Senate know right now, because she's been reported out of the Judiciary Committee. Her nomination has, and it'll be voted on the floor of the Senate any time now.
You said that she has equated pregnancy to slavery?
Slavery, yeah. This is in the Webster case, and just, you know, Susan B. Anthony List has been on the opposite end of her argumentation for many, many years. This is way back in 86. She said that statutes that in any way limit abortion are disturbingly suggestive of involuntary servitude, which is prohibited by the 13th Amendment, so that pregnancy, force, requires a woman to provide continuous physical servitude to the fetus in order to further the state's asserted interests. Servitude to the fetus. Now, that is bizarre. That takes stepping outside of a woman's natural instincts, love, connection that she has with a child, to actually be able to get your brain around something like that.
I mean,
out of the mainstream. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, one is left to wonder, if she thinks that pregnancy is such a bad thing, why doesn't she call for outlawing pregnancy?
This is true. I mean, any woman who has ever had a baby has, you know, knows so much of pregnancy is a mystery. So much of it is unplanned. So much of it is amazing. But there was, she is a remnant of what happened in the 70s, which turned motherhood and femininity on its head and really severed that connection between woman and child and saw the child as an invader into the body, an unwelcome guest. And how sad for our children that that idea could be perpetuated in the law, which is exactly what's going to be happening now if she is, it already is being perpetuated in the law, but she will be in a place of defending it as in the Office of Legal Counsel.
In that capacity, the position for which she has been nominated, she will obviously have the president's ear on issues like this. If her nomination would succeed, and President Obama has already been very clear on his pro-choice views, what would Americans then expect by way of this pro-choice agenda being pushed from the White House and from its Office of Legal Counsel?
Well, one thing we can be certain of is that the partial birth abortion ban, which is the law of the land right now, will be challenged soon. Now, it is the government's job to defend that because it already did, and it is the law of the land. Now, this woman saw the partial birth abortion ban as yet another invasion and unwelcome invasion into the body of a woman. So it'll be her job as head of the Office of Legal Counsel to defend the partial birth abortion ban. I mean, if that isn't the wolf, what is it, guarding the hen house or whatever? I've never heard of it before. I mean, she's not someone that anyone could trust to defend pro-life protections. That is absolutely correct.
I'm interested when she says, you read it earlier, the state has conscripted the woman's body. She makes it sound as though pregnancy is involuntary, as though kind of the state will grab you in the middle of the night and then dump you back in your driveway the next morning pregnant. And then not permit. I mean, all we're really talking about here is putting some restrictions initially on abortion and abortion clinics.
Well, you're very, very exactly the center of the argument you have hit on right there. And it is that there is only one human being whose rights are being considered. And because it is, speaking of her perspective, because it is, this is a human rights issue for women. Now, if we were talking about appendectomies or if we were talking about facelifts, then this would be a very different situation. It wouldn't be the government's right to come in and say this is how you can and can't do it. But because it involves a separate human being with a separate set of rights, or at least protections, some minor protections, well, then there's not only one human right involved. There are two sets of human rights. Her approach is truly on the wane. Polls are moving greatly in the opposite direction, and even Obama's verbiage during the campaign, his campaign, was in direct contradiction to this. I mean, he saw, and Hillary Clinton spoke continually about limiting abortion, trying to make it safe, legal, and rare. That was the mantra, safe, legal, and rare. Well, what she said to that was that was a dangerous thing to be saying. She said it's a step in the wrong direction when Clinton called for policy changes so that abortion does not have to be exercised, if only in the very rare circumstances. So she said it's a step in the wrong direction for them to be talking about abortion being rare because it's a good. She sees it as a public good, just like paving a road through the middle of your improving roads. Abortion is a public good that benefits society and benefits women. So why would you ever want to limit it? And this is a question we ought to be asking all the time of Obama and Clinton. Why would something that is a right that you're trying to protect, why would we ever want it to be rare?
Well, Marjorie, I'm wondering, it sounds as though there is some light between her and President Obama. President Obama has said no one's in favor of abortion. No one thinks abortion is a good thing, but it sounds like his nominee for White House Legal Counsel is.
It's hard to imagine outflanking President Obama, isn't it? I mean, this is a man who would allow an infant to die on a table that was born accidentally. But you can outflank him. And finally, he has found someone who can. I mean, if anybody who sees it as an act of good has gone even further than President Obama is willing to admit. And I have to say, is a sense of great urgency that if you hear any of these statements and you say to yourself, I disagree, whether you're a man or a woman, especially with Mother's Day coming up, please let your voice be heard in the Senate right now. I tell you, I know you're watching, Todd, every single week there is a machine gun like mowing down and attack on our pro-life policies and new nominations. I mean, she is just the tip of the spear. And it is, we're really in dark times, but we have all the power to overcome this, every bit of the power. We just have to exercise it.
Okay, then, with only 20 seconds, what can our listeners do?
Yeah, go on the web, sba-list.org. It's sba-list.org. Very, very easily, you can send letters to your senators. You don't even have to know who they are, though I'm sure you do. Just put in your zip code, and we'll very easily get letters from you to your senators saying what you think about this.
Folks, we'll post a link to the Susan B. Anthony list at our website, issuesetc.org. Issuesetc.org. Go to the on-demand page. You'll find that link. Marjorie Dannensfelser is president of the Susan B. Anthony list. Keep up the good work, Marjorie.
Same. Thank you so much.
When we come back from this break, we're going to talk about, well, they're calling it a report on human sexuality, but anyone who's followed the history of this task force and of this report that has come out from the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America knows that it's not so much about human sexuality as it is about homosexuality, behavior, inclination, and what that largest Lutheran church body in the United States is going to do about it. Dr. James Nestigan of Luther Seminary will be our guest after this break.
An easy way for you to publicize Issues Etc. at your church. Go to the promote page of our website, issuesetc.org, and you'll find a short paragraph to include in your weekly church bulletin. Help inform your fellow parishioners about Issues Etc. issuesetc.org. Click promote and copy and paste the text for your church secretary or pastor to include each week in the Sunday bulletin. We update this paragraph weekly. Go to the promote page of our website, issuesetc.org.
Thanks to God's gift of the internet, people are listening to Issues Etc. around the world.
Villa in Finland is online. Villa, welcome to Issues Etc.
This thing about forgiveness, I think Jesus forgave on the cross, and so did Stephen, and this shows only that the Holy Spirit can do that. That was what I wanted to say.
Villa, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Finland.
Christ-centered, cross-focused talk radio for the world. Issues Etc.
Where Christianity meets culture, you're listening to Issues Etc.
Issues Etc. regular guest Pastor Stephen Parks on why your congregation should join the Issues Etc. 300.
If I could, I'd just like to challenge any Lutheran pastors that are listening to consider becoming one of the congregations that supports Issues Etc. My own congregation is a very small church. And I know it can be difficult to try and budget $1,000 a year to become one of the Issues Etc. 300. But if you're being blessed by this, as I know you are, and if your congregation is being blessed by this, as I know that it is, I submit to bring it to the congregation to prayerfully consider supporting the outreach of Issues Etc., not only here in the United States, but also around the world. Thank you so much for what you do.
Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. to your congregation's mission or advertising budget. Simply go to the promote page of our website, issuesetc.org. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues Etc., the Issues Etc. 300.